This guy's played the Opry. Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. It was a heck of a baseball game last night between LSU and Texas, wasn't it?
Sure was. I think Texas gave them their best shot, and LSU kind of showed you what they're made of. Clutch hits, of course, great pitching down the stretch, odd out of the bullpen. So, and Texas had both managers or both coaches had said they were going to do everything they could to try to win game one. That's how important it was, and LSU found a way to do it, so they're certainly in the driver's seat now.
Joe, as far as Vandy, Pedro Alvarez getting promoted to AA for the Pirates, so they are fast-tracking him to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, not a real surprise to spend about the first half of the season in Class A, then move up to Altoona in AA, and we'll see how that goes. I mean, if he really, really has a strong AA performance, who knows, he could end up in AAA by the end of the year, but I think he's on the right track now, and will at least start in AAA next season. Hasn't been hitting well average-wise, but his slugging has been good. 14 home runs, 55 runs batted in. He was leading the league when he got moved up. So he's been delivering at the plate, and I would imagine they're pretty happy with what they've seen. I want to mention another guy that we haven't talked much about who was promoted relatively recently as well, and that's Mike Baxter. You'll remember Mike from his days with the Commodores not so long ago. He's now in the AAA Pacific Coast League with Portland in the Padres organization. He was batting about 370 when they moved him up to AAA. So he's done very well, a good left-handed hitter, and who knows how long it will be before we see him in the majors.
A couple of members of the football staff going into the Furman Hall of Fame, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Of course, Bobby Johnson spent a lot of years there, not just as head coach, but as an assistant as well, I guess well over 20 years total. And certainly after taking them to numerous playoff appearances, a championship game, he will be inducted, as well as Dez Kitchings, one of the newer members of the staff. But Dez was an outstanding receiver for Furman, caught well over 100 passes and set a school record. I think he had 4 kickoff returns for touchdowns in his career. So those two guys will be inducted and certainly well-deserved.
The start of camp, I guess, over a month away still. Yep. But, you know, what are those guys up to at this point as you start to look ahead?
Right now it's a lot of weight room work, a lot of informal work. The guys get together on their own when they can and, you know, throw the ball around. And but a lot of this really is a conditioning time and also a bonding time, as well as making sure academics are all taken care of. I think we talked about it maybe a week or so ago. It wasn't that long ago that one of Vanderbilt's biggest problems was that while most other schools had most all of their football players on campus for the summer, Vanderbilt didn't. And now in the recent years, the players have been able to stay on campus, have been able to get into summer school thanks to the administration, and it's really been a huge plus that they're able to stay together almost year-round.
Joe, it's one magazine's opinion, but, you know, Red Athlon, they have Vanderbilt pick 4th in the SEC East ahead of South Carolina and Kentucky, and have the Commodores 9th overall in the SEC, barely behind Auburn. I mean, you could make a case that Vanderbilt, you know, might be better than Auburn this year. Auburn was last in the SEC in sacks last year, and it just looks like Vanderbilt's kind of a better defense. But, you know, but you look, and it's kind of interesting how a bowl appearance has changed a lot of people's opinions about the Commodores, even on the front end.
There's no question about it. Perceptions have changed for a lot of people. I had heard that was coming, and I was trying to remember the last time Vanderbilt was picked anywhere higher than 5th in the division. I can't remember. So there are expectations now. It's going to be interesting as time gets closer and people start to analyze a little more the pitfalls that Vanderbilt's going to have to deal with. You know, a 12-game schedule with no open date. Some pretty tough conference games on the road again this year. So it will be a challenge. But as you said, the bowl game has awakened some folks' eyes and awakened some expectations, and hopefully they can use that to their advantage to pay off and get ready for this season.
For play-by-play announcers are picked 1st in the East every year. Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Kevin. Thanks a lot.